When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An Erio's original.
Okay, we should do our Ask Camilla.
Hi, if you could just open up that podcast app and do both of these things. Number one, subscribe. Mm-hmm. Number two, rate us 5 stars. Both these things are important. They're good for us. They're good for you because we can keep doing the pod and you'll feel great about it and we'll feel great about it and everyone should feel great.
Yes.
So just subscribe and give us 5 stars.
The world is burning and the least you can do is support women of color.
Absolutely.
This is more of a demand.
Yes. Ask. Yes.
It's a demand. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Welcome to Foxy Browns. I'm Priyanka.
I'm Camilla, and this is a podcast that navigates beauty and wellness from all perspectives as women of color.
This week, like every week, we're talking stuff and things, tips and tricks, and deconstructing Western beauty standards. And today we are joined by special guest, Retta.
Yay!
Hi, Retta. Retta is the world's most famous former chemist.
It's pretty amazing.
That's it. That's the whole intro. But you probably know her from her star-making turns on Parks and Recreation and The Good Girls on NBC. Her memoir, So Close to Being the Shit You Don't Know, was published in May, right? And it's in stores now. Is that correct?
February?
Maybe the paperback was May.
Yes. That's what I got. Yeah.
My specific copy was published and it's in stores now. And Retta, we were just discussing that this show wouldn't, I'm sure you hear it all the time, but this show
probably wouldn't exist without you and Treat Yourself. It's really the, you know,
really
the foundation of the spirit of the show.
When like a women of color beauty and wellness and self-care podcast, does that exist before Treat Yourself? We got to thank Alan Yang, I guess.
Yeah. So I guess first up, we're going to do this week's stuff and things, which is, you know, any purchases or treatments, recommendations or products that you wanted that you would recommend steering clear of. And yeah, is there anything this week that you...
Well, this is an interesting question because... Have you ever heard of Day of Indulgence?
No. Sounds right up my alley, though. So tell me more.
Treat yourself with more syllables.
It's crazy. So Day of Indulgence is an event that Jennifer Klein, who is a producer, she's many other things, but I know her to be a producer. She hosts for women in Hollywood, and it's performers, agents, publicists, I've seen, but all women.
Yeah.
They come to her house and they have mani-pedis, they have little massages, they have like pop-ups from beauty brands and clothing and like glasses and
stuff like that. We were just
talking
about this. How amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And it's crazy. And you get something from each little pop-up. And this is at her house.
Oh my God.
Home. And then she has some people that are actually, they're selling some product. You get free product.
Uh-huh.
All the stuff outside you get for free. There's like a salad bar that you can mix what you want and a candy bar.
No.
And then people selling clothes. I forget the name of the boutiques that come, but clothes and jewelry.
How do I attend?
I have to stay away from the jewelry. So you think, oh, that's cool. That's fun. That's amazing. And then when you leave, they put a Samsonite suitcase, 24-inch Samsonite suitcase.
No.
Filled with product. And it was so heavy this year, I couldn't get it out of my car.
Oh,
and
a
sports sack bag.
What?
Filled with stuff. So it's like I'm a crazy person. So I have one friend come over. She helps me separate everything out. Oh my gosh, I have a picture.
This just happened?
Yes, this happened. So it was last 2 weeks ago.
We've got to get on the list for next year. Yeah.
We go through and see what I want. And then at Christmas, I have my Christmas party for my girlfriends. Yes. And I put it all out on a table. And then we pick numbers and you get the first like 10 people get 5 seconds. You got to look at the table.
Oh my gosh.
You
got to look at
the table all throughout the party.
I love this.
You get 10 seconds to pick 5 items. And then the last person who got the last number gets 15 seconds to pick 10 items. And then whatever's left, everybody just goes and takes whatever's left on the table.
I love this.
But it's like insane. So I just got, and I can't, of course, can't think of the name of the company, this
hyaluronic acid.
It's just that. Yeah. It's like this, and I mix it with this citrus thing from Fresh that I got in there.
Okay.
And I've been putting it on my face. And the other day, I was in the pool. My trainer came to train me. And he's like, look at you all glowy. And I was like, oh, shit. It's working. Yes. And I hadn't even put it on that morning. I'd put it on the night before.
Oh, no. Wow. Yeah. So what's the Fresh stuff?
So Fresh, I like the smell of it. And it's a little bit thicker. It really looks like it's pulp. But it's a teeny tiny bottle with a little drip dropper. Uh-huh. And so I drop 3 drops. And I drop 3 drops of the hyaluronic. And I put it on my face. I did it today.
You look
and your skin looks amazing, by the way.
I do have good skin, but I like products that make my skin feel good.
Yes.
You know, I know it looks good, but I like the way it feels good. I did bring my regulars.
Ooh,
two
great.
Items that are my regular.
Oh, very exciting.
We
love
get
this.
Into that.
I always use this. I happened upon this on a set.
Hydra Beauty Serum by Chanel.
I don't like
channel?
I don't like
channel.
I don't like thick stuff on my face. I don't need it.
Right.
So, and this is super, super thin.
Ooh.
So it's super, super thin. So it's like nothing. So
it's quick absorbing too.
This is what I would put on every day before I go to work. Well, I put it on every day.
Yeah.
But I would put it on before work so I had moisture before they started doing my makeup.
Right, of course.
And then this, I think I got last year.
Oh, Eve
Lom. From Day of Indulgence.
Oh. Yeah.
What's it called?
The Radiance Face Mist.
Ooh.
And I like, and I haven't worn it yet. I put it on, I brought it so I can put it on.
Ooh, ooh.
And you'll see in a little bit, it'll dry, but I'll still look glowy.
You look, you gosh. Have incredible skin.
It's incredible skin.
Sincerely.
It brings you such joy.
It's so good.
When I find something, I'm like,
magic.
I bought this one because I got the one in the suitcase last year, and I finished it, and so I just bought this.
You really like living a real movie star lifestyle.
It's amazing.
In my life,
I have no choice but to stand. This is incredible. And I love the Eve Lom products. I started with their first ever product, which was their the oil cleanser years ago. It's like a balm. And so you apply.
Never even knew it.
Oh, it's fantastic! So it started off as a balm. So it's like it's chamomile, and I can't remember what the other base is. But you rub it into your face, then you take a warm muslin cloth to then take it off with, and it just gets everything out of your skin, but
really?
Then also leaves you with some moisture, which is fantastic. Yeah. But I love their products so, so much.
Yeah, you were just talking about their face masks, right?
Oh, yeah.
You said you bought them duty free, which always does.
Yes. I literally have one in my purse right now because I was going to do it later.
Did you do anything this week that you...
This week, actually, this week is a class that I took a break from that I just went back to this week. It's a dance class called Bodies by Simone, and it is so much fun. And I've
heard of it.
It's great. So I think her name's Simone de la Rue. She used to work for Tracy Anderson, but I never really enjoyed the Tracy Anderson classes. I found them quite alienating, and like there was so much. Yeah, and I found there was so much focus on like minimization and like being like very tiny, and I just did not like that environment.
Don't invite me.
I'm not trying to be there.
Be smaller.
Yeah, and it's like in Brentwood, and so it's that whole thing, but. Her class is a lot more fun. It's more focused on just joy. And, you know, it's not about doing all of the dance moves precisely. It's just, you know, it's about like jumping around and having an absolute blast. And I've never thought that I was actually capable of doing a choreographed dance routine. And but the way that now I know a bunch of them, but they're kind of taught in blocks of 4 and so they're quite repetitive. So you kind of learn them very well. And then there are also themed classes as well. So I had, there was a J-Lo class the other day. So it was just all of J-Lo's hits. And I left in such a great mood. Uh-huh. Like, just dancing for an hour is so much fun.
I will say that my fear, and I should be over this year because of you, but my fear of attending exercise classes in Los Angeles, other than the fact that I don't exercise, is that, like, I just assume I'm going to see, like, a wall of the same woman. So, like, how diverse is this room?
It's
like, body type, ethnicity, everything.
Definitely. Because it's more diverse than Tracy Anderson, which was all size 0 to 2. And blonde. I would say there is definitely more of a range of body types. And there is also, there is one woman in my class the other day who was like about to drop a child.
Wow.
And jumping, and to the point I'm like, this baby.
She probably wanted to. She wanted
it out. She was like, shake it out. I'm just going to get the
baby. Kind of a good point. With my first baby, I went for a real stompy walk. Yeah. And then I went home and my water broke. And I was like, we did it. I'm so tired of this.
But yeah, there's definitely more variation of bodies in Simone's class, which is what I do prefer over Tracy Anderson. And I do, there are also occasionally some guys in the dance class too, which is really nice.
That's good.
And I'm watching them get on board with a Britney dance routine and just really love it it's so much fun to watch. It's so much fun.
It's a new masculine. Yeah. Well, as I like think about maybe starting to exercise sometime this year, I will keep that in mind.
Right. It's super, super fun.
I like the idea of Retta's trainer coming to her pool. Like, that's something I can get behind. This. What is your routine?
I have bad knees and a bad back. So the pool is great for me. And I used to go to, this is very funny. So I finally got a trainer just because I wanted to get like some specialization with helping particular muscles so that my knees weren't so bad and whatnot. So I got the trainer and it was my publicist's trainer. She told me about him, but he worked at Brick.
Oh yeah.
And if you know Brick,
I love that place.
Brick is,
yeah. I don't know.
They do a lot of cross training.
Yeah. CrossFit.
Oh,
yeah.
Like it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, when I first went in there, I was like, whoop.
It's right. Look at terrifying.
It, like, boy.
It's like medicine balls and like chains and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, not so much chains, but they have the ropes.
Battle ropes.
Which I've had to do, and it's my nightmare.
Jumping on those boxes.
The boxes, all of that. Yeah. They do, but that's CrossFit. That's what I was going for. But I did do some of the things, use some of the equipment that they use. But like when I go to work out, I go to work out.
Yeah.
I'm about that because I want it to be, I want my money spent wisely. Yeah. I don't, I'm that person, if I pay for a magazine subscription, I read it cover to cover because I'm like, it's not worth $3 unless I read every word in the magazine.
Exactly. A woman after our own hearts. We love it.
No.
So I go and I do the work. But my knees, and I was a member of at the Y because it had a pool and it's easier on my knees and my back. And then my pool at my condo, there's rules. You can't go in before 6 a.m. and I like to work out early.
Yeah.
So I used to go to the gym at 5. Yeah. See, I used to go to the gym at 5 to get in before all the salty old ladies got there.
Absolutely. What time are you guys going to bed that you're waking up at 5 to work out?
Like, about
probably 10 and 11.
Yeah, between 10 and 11.
So you just don't need that much sleep.
I usually wake up after 6 hours. It's not, I don't want to.
No. But if that's your body clock, then that's your body clock.
No, I'm saying I don't want to go to the gym at 5. Right. I'd rather go at 11. 11 o'clock's my sweet spot.
Right.
And that's when I used to meet my trainer.
Right.
But seriously, to avoid the crowd.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And there's some a lot of old people, they love that pool and they are very, very salty.
Yes.
And I don't want to yell at old people. Yeah, like, that's not my jam. So I try to avoid it. Anyway, I moved. I bought a house for my pool. So I could have my workout whenever I want it. The only thing is, there's sun now.
Yeah.
You know, so the sun, I have to get in and get out before the sun comes to kick my ass. So my trainer comes at 7:30. I get in at 6:30. He comes at 7:30. And I'm out by 9. Mm. I'm not working hard that whole time.
That's great, though.
So I'm teaching myself to swim. The other I was doing other work. I started doing pool workouts about 4 years ago, and I lost a lot of weight. My girlfriend and I, we were in there every day for 2 hours and like doing my fitness plan and putting all our calories in, all that, and like killed it. But then I went back to work And so whenever I go to work, I gain weight. When I get off, and I can work out, then I lose weight. So it's like up and down, up and down, up and down.
Crawl but services is just...
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. So, but it's fun.
It is.
I do enjoy it.
Indeed.
But I'm trying to like pull myself together because my knees are just the worst. So
what is the workout in the pool? It's just kind of like...
So with him... I do 30 minutes of whatever he's deemed I'm doing that day. So arms, legs, treading, kicking. I have weights. Mm-hmm. I have a belt. I have all of the accoutrement from when I was doing it before. So I do that. Usually do that for the first half. And then the second half, I do a breaststroke and a freestyle, which I'm teaching myself to swim. Yeah. I didn't know how to swim. Amazing. So I was starting to teach myself to swim. Mm-hmm. So I can move. I just don't have the greatest technique. The biggest issue is my kicking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't kick much. I'm better just using my arms.
Right.
I just try to keep my legs moving.
Yeah.
Because if I do a kickboard, I go backwards.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm doing with my legs.
That's funny.
That it has me going backwards instead of going forward. He can't figure it out. He's like, what is happening?
That's hilarious.
So he was going to call his swim coach that taught him to swim to come. He's videotaped me and is like, what is happening? Why is she going backwards?
That's so good.
And who's going to have her come to my house to be like... Okay, this is what you need to be doing.
Did you reinvent your technique? Did you reinvent swimming?
It's really weird. I don't know what it is.
It doesn't really matter. You just like turn around and go whatever direction you need to go.
So I would post videos of it on my Instagram, and there were swimmers that were telling me, "Yeah, I swam all through college. I'm not a leg swimmer. It's okay
if you're swimmer.
Yeah. Some people they're like,
some people are up or on. Yeah." Yeah,
you just get your legs. Yeah, and they're like, there's some people that I was a competitive swimmer, and I'm not good with their legs. Not that they went backwards.
Yeah,
they just didn't get their power from their legs.
You're moving, I feel like that's all that matters, right?
Yeah,
like
moving and keeping yourself alive.
The thing is, if you're trying to go forward and your legs are pulling you backwards, you're not going to move. So that's why I stopped using my legs. Really,
that's
a good point. I mean, my thing that I did this week is very fast. Actually, I believe you mentioned this oil, and then I started using it. Is the Eminence?
Oh, the facial cleanser.
The Eminence Stone Harvest facial oil.
Yes.
Because my skin, I feel like, has cycled through so many iterations. It was dry and then it was oily. And I don't know if it's like the kids and the hormones or what it is, but I've never had, it's never stable for very, it'll be like one way for a year. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, now it's dry. What do I do? So I used this Eminence cleansing oil and it was great.
Fantastic.
It's very expensive, Camilla. Try this. And I'm like, I have a sample. And then I'm like, excuse me.
I will say that your face was an investment, and I love it, and I work hard, and
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel guilty about it at all. What I want you to tell me is that it lasts like a really long time, because when you tell me that, I was like, oh, fine.
Yeah.
How long does like a bottle last?
I don't know. I'm only about, I got it 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I've been using it twice a day, every day for like, and I'm only about an eighth of the way through.
Do you do a double cleanse though?
Double cleanse.
Okay, so when you cleanse, someone needs to explain this to me, because I don't I'm like a Cetaphil and then moisturize. Yeah. Girl, that's not working for me right now. So if you have a slightly more involved skincare routine, if I use a cleansing oil, do I then need to clean again?
I tend to. Oh. I do. You don't have to, but it for me.
What is the benefit of the double clean?
It is to get out all of the stuff on your face. You know when you leave a facial and your skin feels super squeaky clean and amazing and all your pores are out? That's because they've like double or triple cleansed your skin.
Oh.
And so having that feeling every day.
I've only done a facial once. Last year, a year ago, because you get a coupon from the Day of Indulgence.
Oh my gosh.
Where did you go?
Kate Somerville. I still have some left over from last time that I need to make use of.
Which one?
It was
Kate
fun.
Somerville.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. People do like fun. Kate Somerville. Yeah, it's
but it's like if you had seen such a huge, you'd have great skin.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the your
thing. I just go to take a nap.
That's not your challenge. I noticed this, Camilla came up with this question, which I love, which is I think every woman must have. It's just like, what is your white whale? Which is like, what is the thing? What's like the challenge? Where you look in the mirror and you go, ugh, like that. For me, it's my hair. My hair drives me insane.
Hair.
It's always falling out. Your hair.
Hair. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to do my brows well.
You don't know how to do them?
Yeah, like when I'm doing my makeup, Because I have very thin brows.
So, yeah.
They look great, though.
I had mine microbladed because I have, I had no eyebrows whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yes, I paid someone to make them. but yes, I spent the most of my life with absolutely, like, with very sparse eyebrows. Yeah. And the microblading made of an enormous difference. And
I'm not willing to sit through the pain.
That's a hard one.
They numb you. They use a local anesthetic, and
my other fear is that whatever the current shape is, it's going to go out of style.
Oh, they take it out.
You can take it out.
Yes, you can have it undone.
What do you mean?
You can absolutely have it undone.
I thought it was a tattoo.
No, it's like it's only semi-permanent. You have it topped up every, once every 18 months. But also, if you want it removed or if you don't like the shape or want it corrected, they just do the same procedure but in reverse. Okay. And it doesn't hurt because, I mean, we'll make sure that you go to a place that does numb you because some places don't, which is barbaric. But there are places that will, they just use a local, topical anesthetic and you do it and it's also it's a kind of odd sensation because you know something's happening but you can't feel it.
Right.
It's like giving birth.
Just
like giving birth if you do it right. Which I did.
My friend described epidurals as waste down wine.
It's wonderful. Chit chat. Doctor comes in and is like push. You're like, huh? Okay. It hurts after.
Right. Because your body
that's
remembers.
The rough part. Your body remembers.
So your hair, you were saying that's one of your that's your white whale.
Yeah. My hair. But I wear weaves now.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier. I'm not a stylist. It just hurts to do my shoulder. You know, my shoulders hurt. Like I'm forever trying to sit this and lean the arm while you're waiting for the curling iron or whatever.
It's a lot of hassle. I've worn my hair in extensions and weaves kind of on and off for the last 3 years as a protective style because I used to do all the keratin treatments and stuff, which just kind of wreaked havoc on my hair. And so I just wanted to grow out my hair in time. Every single product that's ever been applied to my hair. And also just because I work out so much, having the extensions and the weaves was so much lower maintenance and it was so great. But now I'm kind of having I'm having a natural hair time. Mm-hmm. And that's every morning great. I'm like, fuck, this is so much work. Oh my God.
I don't know if I could do natural. Well, only because I'm older now, so my hair is a little bit thinner. And I don't color it, obviously, because I don't need to because it's hidden.
Yeah.
So it's like the gray is like, I want it to either just be all gray and white.
I'm really dramatic.
And I can do that sexy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For that,
But I'm not there.
Yes.
And I don't have the energy to put into my own hair. Yeah. It would be more work than dealing with this weave. And now, because I have this curly weave, I can wet it and I just blow dry just this top and curl that and it looks like the whole thing. Yeah. So right now it's just
great.
Yeah. Well, now I didn't do it. Right now it's just curly because I washed it yesterday.
Yeah.
But normally I would curl so that the curls look more defined.
Oh, I see. So
and it's and it's way better than me having to deal with my own hair.
I mean, do you find also that you're probably in production so much that people are messing with you all the time anyway.
And I'd rather have them put the heat on this hair
than your real hair. Exactly.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you find, we just had Natasha Rothwell in here, she was talking about the hair and makeup stuff on Insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find that you're well taken care of on your current show? Because sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, I brought in my hair person.
That's fantastic. How did you achieve that? Because that's a very big barrier often to get someone who is your personal stylist and accredited to be on the
in this business for a very long time.
Clout.
I finally became number two on a call sheet.
Yes.
And it's also my executive producer, she's great. And so she was like, who do you want? Yes, like, right. They'll ask you. Yes, yeah. Most people do if you're, you know, if you're a lead on a show.
Yeah, yeah,
certainly if you're a lead on a show. So makeup wise, I haven't been able to get someone of my own because the people that I know work a lot.
Yes.
So they're booked and stuff like that.
We've talked about that kind of the like unavailability of people who can do.
You have to, I mean, you have to be baller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, with mad loot so that you can be like, I need to be available at any time. Yes. They're like, well, that's going to cost you. Like, I got it.
Like, buy me out.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. Pay me my,
it's like
my
a retainer for an attorney. Yeah.
No, totally.
But more important.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Lots of lawyers. There are like three makeup artists that can do
you
it.
You are absolutely right.
Make you not look like a fright.
Right. No. I've had some nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
So even like, you know, I'll even look at some not so long ago stuff that I've done and I'm like, why am I so shiny?
It's wild.
It's upsetting.
It?
Yeah. It's really upsetting.
Yeah. And it's hard. Like, it, you know, you feel like it's a little vain, but it's like also, no, your job is to watch my face.
Yeah. Well, that's the other, like, that's another thing is that, like, knowing what I do about you, which is like, you were raised by very, like, parents who really pushed you academically and you went to Duke and then you were a chemist and Camilla was like, we were all good students, like, really good students. And so vanity kicked in way later.
Right.
And it wasn't until I was well in my 30s, I looked at a picture and I was like, I didn't know anything.
If you look at my very first carpet pictures, luckily, I had, I think I was on Parks and they gave me some makeup and they like kind of touched me up a little bit before I left to go to this thing. But I look at it and I'm like, wow, you've come a long way, baby. Because the way I dressed and the way I, you know, doing my own hair, I didn't care. I didn't care. I never cared about makeup.
Yeah.
I never cared about makeup.
It wasn't even.
I didn't start wearing it until I had to do a play.
Oh, really?
Because you had to do your own makeup.
Right, great.
And so I was having the girls at work at Parks tell me, like, what should I use for this? And so they were like, this is what we use on your foundation. This is what we use for your mascara. And that, and they gave me stuff. And then I just took that with me to the play. And I would basically practice. It would take me like an hour and a half to do my makeup.
That's incredible.
When I first started. Now I can do it in 30 minutes and be decent. And then if I'm doing it, I can take, you know, 40, 45, maybe an hour.
It's also, there's like a feedback loop also, like the more you get photographed. Because it's like, you don't really know what you look like.
Yeah.
You can just go out in the world, nobody 100%. Cares. But once you start getting photographed, you're like, oh no. And maybe the first time I ever realized the importance and power of makeup and like good grooming was honestly my wedding. Where I just like sat in a chair for like 8 hours and I was like, this sucks. And I was like such a like bratty teen about the whole thing. I was just making my mom happy. I was like bejeweled and like in a sari and the whole thing. And I was like, and for like days. And then I looked at the pictures and I was like, I look amazing. Right. I look just effortless. It's a beautiful bride.
It
was a beautiful bride.
When I saw the amount of like different brushes and tools that the makeup artist kit bought to like come and do my wedding makeup, and I was like, this seems like a lot of things. Is this really that necessary? And then I look at the pictures and I was like, it was.
Right.
Yeah. Every single one of those brushes was pertinent. And
you also, you know, because I won't pay for hair and makeup every time. I'm like, I don't have that money.
Yeah.
I don't, and I don't have the energy to sit and have people in my house all the time, especially like early morning. I don't want people in my house. But that's usually the case if you're doing something that you have to have your face done for. Exactly. But
I do like glam squad actually sometimes in
but
a pull.
Do you have a problem? Because I have had a problem where people are just like,
I've been
what color are you?
I've like, been,
I don't know.
So Glam Squad, it's an app. So it's on demand hair and makeup. I've not actually, I did use the hair services, but again, it was when I had extensions. And so it was just like a blowout. Mm-hmm. But the makeup I've used for like a couple of red carpet things where they come to your house, but they're in and out in an hour. Mm-hmm. And that's been great. I've been lucky. I've been very fortunate with them, actually. I've not had a bad like facial experience with any of them yet. And they've
I think with your
stuff.
Coloring... Yeah. It's I have issues too because I'm really dark down here and then I'm like dark right here. And so it depends on how they do the makeup. Like some people color correct.
Yeah.
And I practice that. I watch a lot of YouTube and Instagram people and be like, what's she doing? We're the same reflection.
Yeah.
And so that's how kind of how I've learned, but Some people will color correct. Some people just know how to mix it. They know, you know, right, full coverage or whatever, that it's enough to cover it, and then they work off of that. Mm. But it just depends. They have to know your face. So that's the scary thing. Like, I have an issue. Like, when I go to New York and the person I'm used to or the people that I'm used to aren't available, and I have to try. When my publicist sends me a thing of people to look at, and I'm like, none of these people look like me.
Yes, that's
right. I'm so excited they got the cover of Bazaar magazine. But this pale white woman does not tell me you can do my face.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's that's for me is the big fear. And you were saying, like, taking pictures is how you learn, because that's how I learned that my powder that I was using, it's not great because it reflects white under, you know, when you're lighting it in your eyes and you get the, or it's like from here down is one color and from here up is another color. It's like, that's not matching.
You don't have room for trial and error when you're using the public eye.
Because you're having to do it in public, and that's really
outrageous. I've learned the hard way.
I will say the majority of the people that, well, actually all of the artists that I've had from this service, because they've all been very young. And so,
that's a good point.
And they tend to, younger makeup artists tend to be a lot more inclusive and a lot more, frankly, a lot nerdier about color matching and correcting, because, well, I mean, you see all the videos on YouTube. It's like full-time jobs. And quite a few of them also are just people who work at beauty stores like Sephora, and it's their side hustle.
So and they know about the range of
stuff. So they've been really good. So knock on wood, I've not had a bad experience yet, but there's still time.
So you also have good skin, so it's a lot easier to make it even. You know what I mean? I'm fascinated by the people who do makeup on people who I know have skin that is like hella challenging.
Oh, and absolutely.
I'm like, damn,
yes. No, I want to see. It. Yeah. I want someone to start with a really messed up face. Show me what's possible. Right. Don't just start with someone who's already pretty. Right. I want to see.
Like, I've seen some. I'm like, this is magic. There's magic being done in hair that I'd never even thought of.
Oh, my gosh. Much
bald men getting fades.
Have
you seen that?
Yes.
Gluing the hair to the scalp and shaving it.
No,
incredible.
No. Wow.
100%.
We need a man 100%. Episode.
100%.
Gluing the hair.
They glue. Have you seen it?
Yeah, they're on the Shade Room sometimes.
And then they shave it down to a fade, and it just looks, they have like a wave.
Incredible.
Like that close to their witchcraft.
When we're done, I'm going to show you some videos.
Yeah, please do.
I'm
going to
show you.
And then the lace front technology that has emerged,
and they're doing baby hair on a lace front.
I know, really? It's incredible.
How?
Like these little ones.
Yeah, it's so good. I bought one.
No, I'm talking about the way they're styling the hair, and I'm like, oh, that's not even her hair.
Yeah, it's incredible. Amazing. So much technology.
It's magic.
What a time to be alive.
I know the world is like a shit show and all that, but like, whenever people are like, I would go back to the blah, 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 I'm like, things were worse for us then.
Yeah.
Like, it was much worse for us
indeed,
then. It's actually only getting better for
us. Yeah.
We're doing great.
Sorry that
these
you're
things
losing
are looking out. I'm sorry about the rest of you. I don't know what to do with the climate. I can't do anything about that.
But I could get a fat ass lace front.
I could talk about this all day. Camilla, what was the thing when I showed up right before your wedding and you opened the door and I was like,
yes,
your hair.
Yeah,
I've learned so much about
it.
It
was insane. She was incredible. But I bought one for my prior to my wedding, and it was witchcraft.
Did you do a lace front?
Yeah.
Or did you
it was
gorgeous.
Bonkers. And so she was very interested. She made me come. She was like, I need you to bring your foundation with you when you come, because they use it to actually dye it to match it perfectly. Yeah. And she put it on, and I, you know, and she, you know, revealed me in the mirror, and I was like, who the f-
oh my god,
this is bonkers.
It looks amazing. The pictures were perfect. They were perfect. Should we talk beauty of the week? The beauty of the week is where we just talk about, we highlight someone that we are really into, or a show we like, or a book, or someone, you know, someone in the news, anyone that we're super into this week. Is there someone you'd like to nominate?
Beauty of the week, though.
Or the whatever. Or the month,
I'm trying
the year,
to think of, like, who recently has been in my, you know, there's the whole thing, like Alicia Keys, I appreciate the no makeup and like just like basking in that. I can't do it.
Absolutely not.
Because I already did it. Yeah, I did it for 100 years.
Yes.
And I just started the makeup thing and I'm into it.
Yeah.
I really find it, especially like on that, I really find it to be art. Yeah. Like,
yes.
I'm like, dang, you just changed that whole face. And I have no problem with, you know,
it's incredible.
I mean, you put on clothes to look a certain way. Why not this? Yeah. You do your hair to look a certain way, you know?
I feel like, dang, you just changed that whole face. It's really
no, it's incredible. It's like, but
you just changed that whole face.
Yeah, like those are different bones. There weren't bones there before. And it's incredible.
By some of the girls on Instagram.
They
start off and you're like, oh, she's in junior high.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, she's on her third marriage.
Yeah.
You know, to like a guy who owns
a wealthy billionaire who was recently deceased.
To a plastic
surgeon. Like, she was able to pull that together.
So one of my favorite TikTok trends is basically teens doing a transformation video with makeup along to that Marina and the Diamonds song. But as they're doing the transformation, they're basically transforming their face into Michael Jackson's face in tune with the music. So it just hits the it's hilarious. I'll put a link to one of them in the show notes. So good.
There's so
good.
That's
hilarious.
But yeah, the no makeup thing is also like, you know, it's a lot easier to do when you are born with Alicia Keys's face. And then can also hire, you know, have a facialist in your house every day. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean I get it and I respect it. It's just like the natural hair thing.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
But that's the thing,
for
right?
For a long time. And now I can afford to make it look the way I want to.
Exactly.
So there's like a weird thing when people talk about, you know, like, it's almost like aggressive, the natural hair thing.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm like, if you had to deal with what I had to deal with, you wouldn't be so angry at me. But you know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Everybody relax.
It just needs to be a judgment-free space in that hair with natural hair. Because it is like, it is such a highly emotional space. And I think that people have fought very, very hard to be able to, you know, want to wear their natural hair out in the world and not have
work.
It hot comb to help. Exactly. And to work. And that people get very proprietary about it and, you know, and will shame you for doing things to your hair, which are not part of the hair movement. I think that is not correct. Mm-hmm. And just we're all struggling to get through this thing in our own little way and like let people get there.
Well, there's a lot of judgment and it's very, I mean, if we could all move toward a place where we're not, it doesn't matter what other people do with their faces or bodies. It doesn't affect you in any way other than having to look at it.
Are you losing sleep?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And some people are just like, looking at that, like, how dare you? Or what kind of message are you sending? And it's just like,
unless you're actually drawing swastikas on your face, I do not care what you do to it.
No,
just,
that's a very good point.
You know, just be.
I mean, I'm not going to date you.
Yeah.
Because that's not my aesthetic.
That's not my ministry.
That's not my aesthetic.
That's my.
That's your aesthetic. God bless. And I think you are brave and bold.
Boy, you.
I respect
Godspeed.
You.
Oh boy.
Whatchamacallit? Post Malone. Post Malone has so many tattoos on his face.
It's a lot.
But if you listen to him talk, he's the sweetest.
He's a little lamb.
Loveliest. Oh my God. I want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
I don't want to date him.
No, don't do that. He doesn't look like he bathes a lot.
Yeah, don't date Post Malone right
but
now.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I want to spend time with him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We could probably make that happen.
And I was judgy when I first saw him. I was like, oh, that ain't for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know who knows Post Malone?
Rodney.
Your friend Rodney.
Really?
Yeah. He did the song for Spider-Man.
Yes, Sunflower for Spider-Man. Yeah.
Oh.
He spent a lot of time with him.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
absolutely.
I love him. Every time he's on Fallon, I'm like, this is the sweetest boy ever.
Oh my gosh. We got to make this friendship happen.
I'm done.
I'm
literally.
Even in action items on the newsletter.
I'm done.
You can subscribe at foxybrownspod.com. We have links to products. We're going to make this happen. It's going to be great.
Very good.
Who is your beauty of the week, Cam?
My beauty of the week is a TV show. It's Succession.
Oh.
And I love this show.
You do.
It is just rich, white mess. I love it so much. Yeah. I mean, it's written very well, and it's written by Jesse Armstrong, who was one of the co-creators of Peep Show. It's essentially a very thinly, not even vaguely
veiled
show about Murdochs, and it's funny and it's dry and it's, and again, just very, very Shakespearean, and it is, I love it. I love it.
Do you watch it?
Yeah. I haven't watched this season yet.
I thought that I started and then I just never followed through. But
this season has just increased into, like, last night's episode. I can't just.
I didn't get that far into it because you know how long it takes me to watch television. I'm always late to the party. But. Yeah. I have, like, 3 years later, I'm like, has everyone seen this show?
Sex in the City? Yeah, we saw it.
That one I watched because I didn't have children then. But I got halfway into the first season, and then it just got, like, a little too close to the... I was just like, I don't know if I can take double news today, you know? There's a little bit of the world is terrible. The world is terrible. I need some escapism.
For me, it does feel like escapism. I mean, I kind of like applying applying a human story to these kind of larger kind of media machinations in a way that is quite absurd does make it feel slightly less horrifying because, you know, you see, it's like, it's not all these evil masterminds behind, you know, like, you know, behind Fox News. A lot of it is accidental. A lot of it's just very, very vain people just happen to be very, very rich.
Right.
There is a lot to be said. But also when I watch it, I'm often reminded of one of my favorite things was Rupert Murdoch once referring to Rebecca Brooks, who was the editor of News of the World, as the daughter he never had. He has a daughter.
Who, like, runs a third of his empire.
And I just, that is...
He's like the other daughter that I didn't have.
Yeah.
Ouch, man.
The one I should have.
Incredible. That sums up Succession for me, and I love it. It's just messy, and I enjoy it immensely.
I feel the way you feel with regard to Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, I stopped watching it. Yeah. It was too much.
We're getting too close.
No. It was a lot.
Yeah. I can't. It's torture. I love her.
I can't sleep tonight.
I love how it looks. She's incredible. I can't. Mm-mm. No. It's too hard. It's too hard.
It's too much. Actually, if you do want to see Elizabeth Moss in something very good recently, I just saw her Smell, which is excellent.
She's a great little movie.
She's fantastic.
She's super, super crazy talented. I was on her team.
Yeah,
as an agent, and she's also a delight.
I'm sure
she's also just like a cheerful, like, "Hey, everyone!" Yeah. And then everything she chooses is still like complicated and dark. But she's hilarious and funny. She's very, very.
And what's
funny.
Your beauty of the week?
Mine is these. Well, you know how cheap I am, so it's a little weird, and I have a lot of follow up questions. But I was reading about this secondhand makeup market in Japan.
Ooh.
Millennials,
who
are not spending as much money as their parents because they're worried about job security, are now, first of all, Japan, like, per capita spends the most on skincare and makeup of anyone in the world.
Wow. Is that why they're porcelain flawless?
Yes. They're born that way and then they maintain it very well. But these kids now are buying each other super, super high-end makeup because a lot of this stuff is not available in stores there. Yeah. So, like, one person will get, like, a special, like, lip shade and then not be able to use it, or it just doesn't work out. And what do you do with it? You resell. And they have, like, one of the biggest, we have eBay and stuff, but they have, like, an almost $5 billion digital resale market there. So there's a ton of money there.
And then
the question is, what about hygiene?
Yeah.
Because they're also obsessed with hygiene. And so they have all these little fixes, whether they're like, they'll tell you like how many uses and then they'll scrape. And then if it's like a powder thing, they'll replace the replace the brushes, they'll replace whatever it is. And they've gone through. And it was so funny because you read halfway through and my questions are all about hygiene. And then you read two thirds of the way through this article, which I'll link to in the newsletter. But there's just a sense of trust between the people who are selling and the people who are buying it. And I was like, I would buy used makeup only from a Japanese person.
Absolutely. That is it.
If I were to buy used makeup, which I don't know. Yeah. I do buy a lot of stuff on eBay because some people just have bulk stuff, but I'll buy new, like, unopened stuff on eBay, which you can find for cheap.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Just the idea of it freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah.
It depends on the item. I'm not buying your lip item.
No, exactly. I'm not buying your eye item.
Eyeliner
you can cut, so that makes sense. Yeah, you know, that'd you can be, cut it down to a certain level.
Yeah.
But like, for example, my facialist, well, I'm in between facialists right now, but my facialist had me take home this moisturizer, which was like an insane amount of money. And I put it on one night and I just hated the smell much. And I was like, well, now what?
Yeah.
Now I've got this tub. This.
Yeah, that's something different. But like,
no,
how do you clear out the pressed powder? I mean, I guess you could use alcohol.
Yeah. That's the big question.
Yeah, there's different things. Because even loose powder, because you're
using a brush and it's going on your face.
It's going back in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, the double dipping. That's what I'm saying. That's a little, I feel like maybe beauty products are like in a pump bottle. Great.
Right.
Yeah. If it's in like a, there must be different tiers of it. Nail polish or like, you know, but these sort of high end things that you don't get in department stores there because you, you know, you get the kind of local stuff is easier and they don't have Sephora's and stuff like that. So,
but what's heartening is just like, you know, I'm supportive of, you know, any like movement to help minimize waste and that, you know, and especially, I mean, just like, you know, increasingly cognizant of my environmental impact as it comes to beauty products. And so, yes, if that is a, if this is something that is gaining traction and people are cool with it, great.
There is that's exactly that's also mentioned in this wonderful article, which is there's an aspect of Japanese culture called motainai,
like, which is like mending the
it's translated as what a waste.
Oh, brilliant.
And it goes some way in capturing this frugal aspect of Japanese culture, and it is like tapping into like waste not want not, like don't waste a grain of rice, don't waste an old lipstick, like someone else probably wants that old lipstick, whatever that is. So there's something beautiful about it. There are hygiene issues.
Yes.
Cut to the article about the rash of
rashes.
A rash of rashes. A flesh acting eating bacteria has run through this.
But there, like, what is the solution for all that expensive stuff you buy and that just sits there? Like, there's got to be something.
I mean, to me,
I'll give it to
friends.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah. It's usually the friends. Like, that's we end up like.
Yeah, like a product swap or something. Yeah. Like that's the
Save it for Christmas and give it to
Indeed. That's also very, very true.
For show notes, including links to the products, services, people, and causes mentioned on this episode, you can subscribe to our official newsletter, Stuff and Things, through the link in our show notes or at foxybrownspod.com. See you next week.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.